Greetings, fellow travelers. Today's adventure is all about discovering the rich heritage of Benin, and I've got insider tips for my fellow Christian travelers. This is another destination that we're exploring alphabetically as we look at the many wonders and around the world that the Lord has created. I've peeled back the layers of their history, culture, and the must-see attractions, as well as elements of their religion and how we can better connect with them. So let's go ahead and dive in so that you can be a confident traveler in the event that you get to go visit this country. So if you've never heard of Benin, that's okay. I hadn't heard of it either. We're gonna go ahead and find it on a map. It is located in Western Africa, bordered by Togo, Nigeria, and Niger. And Benin is about the size of the state of Pennsylvania. It has diverse biomes, including savannas, forests, and wetlands. And the best time to visit is between November to April because their rainy season is from May to October. Their coldest months, averaging 75 to around 85 degrees Fahrenheit, is June to August, and their hottest months, reaching as high as 100 degrees Fahrenheit, is in March to May. So now that we've located it, know a little bit about its geography and its makeup, I want to take a moment and take us to God's Word. And compared to some of the other countries that I've explored, this one, I think, has a little bit of a heavier Bible verse. What comes to mind comes from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Now you might be asking, why does this verse come to mind? And that's because this is the country where voodoo actually comes from, or the birthplace of voodoo. And we're gonna dive into that a little bit more when we get to their religion and their history. But I want to set that up as something to ponder as we learn more about the country. So with that in mind, I want to pose the reflection question for this episode, and that is, knowing that voodoo is the religion that was created here, what tensions does that create for you as a Christian, and how can we address those concerns and tensions in a polite but meaningful way? With that in mind, let's get to know Benin a little bit better for more than just its religion, but also for some of its other cultural contexts as well. The language in Benin is French, although many other indigenous languages are spoken. In terms of cultural etiquette, when greeting someone, a handshake and a warm bonjour are some of the customary ways to greet others. Respect for elders is really important in their culture, and so is dressing modestly, especially around religious sites or in rural areas. It's polite to ask permission before taking any photographs, and traditional customs and practices are important to them. So be respectful and maybe ask questions about those things. Bargaining is one of the customary ways of interacting with people in markets, so be prepared to negotiate prices when shopping. And learning some basic French can be a good way to connect and show respect to people there. In terms of their religion and history, the current religious makeup of the country is 48.5% Christian, 27.7% Muslim, 11.6% Voodoo, 2.6% indigenous religious groups, 2.6% other religions, and then 5.8% have no religious affiliation. Benin's laws are supportive of religious freedom, the freedom to choose religion, etc., and they claim to be a fairly tolerant country. However, it is important to note that it is illegal to speak out against any values and symbols of the state, but otherwise a fairly religious tolerant country as a whole. Now, as you've likely picked up on from previous episodes, I like to talk about the religion that is the second largest, most likely to encounter outside of Christianity. But today I want to talk about voodoo, mainly because it is one of the lesser religions between all of the countries of the world. So this is a unique opportunity to speak into that. And I do have other episodes, which I'll link below, to information about Muslim beliefs so that you can be prepared in this context as well. But today I'm going to talk about voodoo and kind of what that means. So while it was born in this country, oftentimes when we think of voodoo, I think we think of more of the Haitian version of voodoo, but this version, they call their supreme creator god, lowercase g, Nana Baluku, who is very distant from human affairs and doesn't really concern herself in those things. So I've seen somewhere that sometimes they'll call her Mother Nature God. And then they also believe in lesser deities or spirits who control the forces of nature and of human life. They have respect for ancestors' spirits, and they have the belief that these ancestor spirits can bless or harm their living descendants. So grandma might be causing some of the problems in your life right now. Use of ritual and magic to invoke these spirits, including object fetishes, drums, dances, prayer, and animal sacrifices, are a part of how they practice and live out their faith. The belief that each person has a soul, which contains both a metaphysical element, which is passed on to descendants, and a spiritual element that can be inhabited by spirits. And this is called being a horseman. They'll have divination or transpossession rituals where devotees become horsemen and the spirits can speak and then act through them. And then herbal medicine and healing practices are also connected to voodoo. Priests and priestesses, and they intervene spiritually. So I think the reason that I chose this Leviticus Bible verse is because if you're going to this country and you encounter these things, and you might even encounter them, I don't know, I've gone to bookstores here in America, and there seems to be an uptick in interest in witchcraft, in voodoo, in tarot cards, in studying the stars. I think the Lord dissuades us from this, not only to have us worship him and him alone, because that is a large part of being a Christian, is knowing that he is the only God. But I think he's also trying to protect us from Satan and his many demons and the spiritual warfare. Like, this is essentially inviting spiritual warfare into their door, and they might not understand or recognize that. I dissuade you from participating in voodoo, but if given the opportunity to talk with them, I want you to start from the same place I say with any religion, and that is with respect, love, kindness, and questions. Being genuinely interested to understand why they believe what they believe, and then understanding that people will practice it and live it out differently within their region. So ask lots of questions, and then begin to point out that some of the elements of the voodoo practice which contradict or fall short of moral ideals that they likely hold to. They likely have morals of their own, but voodoo can kind of cross over those morals lines or make them very gray and fuzzy. So start by pointing out some of those contradictions, and then contrast the impersonal nature of the voodoo spirit with Christ's love and sacrifice and having a relationship with us. Like, God came to earth. He wanted us to have a physical relationship with him, and that we get to know who he is in such a personal way. He cares about us, and starts to show our need for a savior, our need to be free of some of these burdens of this life. So hopefully those are a couple talking points that you can begin to bring into conversation. But now that we've learned a little bit about their religion, their history, their culture, it's important to also get to know some of the unique sites that you can go see in Benin. The first one is called Ouidah. It's known for the history of slave trade, and Ouidah is actually the home of the Door of No Return. It's a coastal city with several museums and monuments which remind us of the history of the slave trade that happened here. Next up, we have the Royal Palace of Abomey. This is an UNESCO-listed palace where once the Dahomey Kingdom was, offering insight into Benin's rich history and their culture. Next, we have Pendjeri National Park. This is a great place to experience some of the wildlife, which is home to many diverse species, including elephants, lions, and antelopes. Number four, we have Ganvye. It's a lake village where, or stilt village, where people live on the water and they navigate in canoes. This is definitely rural living at its finest, but it can be unique to get to connect with the local culture. Another place to check out would be Samba Country. This is unique houses and villages in the northern part of Benin, which are known for their distinctive architecture and culture, including mud houses and granaries. So as you add these things potentially to your itinerary, it's also important to plan ahead and prepare for how you're going to continue your walk with the Lord, even in leisurely travel. And so one of the ways is to connect with English worship services. Some of those things are listed on our directory and resource tabs for our members at christiantravelers.net. But some other ideas would be carrying a travel journal where you keep track of incredible God moments, or bringing some Bibles to give to local churches in their native tongue so that they can share that with others in their area. And in terms of reflection questions, I always like to be pondering something while I'm traveling. And so here's a question that you might consider. How can your experience in Benin spur you to greater compassion, responsibility, and courage to living out your faith when you return back home? Not only there, but also when you get home. So I hope that you have enjoyed getting to explore Benin, learn something that maybe you didn't know before, whether it was about voodoo, about the unique cultural customs, or even where it's located. And I encourage you to share this episode with a friend and visit christiantravelers.net to learn more about this country or to connect with other travelers who might want to visit with you. You can also find some unique upcoming trips planned by members on our site, such as winter jam and hiking, beach and Bible study, some women's retreats, Immortal Rock Fest, and more. So go to christiantravelers.net today. And before I go, I'd like to go ahead and pray us out. So would you join me in prayer? Dear Lord, thank you so much for this country. Lord, we just ask for your spiritual protection for the many people that are there, that they may come to know you as their Savior. Be with them, that those that are less educated, not just spiritually, but in schools, settings as well, that they may receive good education, and be with anyone who's considering traveling to this country, that they may shine your light in their adventures. In your name we pray, amen. Well, Christian travelers, I hope that you have enjoyed tuning in today, and until next time, safe travels and God bless.